Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
New stadium coming. Many amenities will be built. My goal is to use every single restroom the first season.
What?
I'm a big fan of restrooms. Clean ones, too. Daryl Ryder joins us right now.
You're weird.
It's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Yes, I am. Jason Lloyd in for Anthony Lyman today. Daryl, how the hell are you?
Very kind of you, Ken, to be willing to test out the plumbing in the new barn dominium.
Know that, brother. Oh, but, you don't like the new stadium being built now? You're not a fan?
No, I love it, but that's what I call it because that's what it looks like. It looks like a barn dominium.
Come on.
If the plumbing can withstand Ken, then we're in good shape.
Yes, exactly.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
Yeah, let's not say any further. All right, Daryl, how did this all come together yesterday? I mean, you've been in the ground floor of all this. You've had boots on the ground, everything else. What can you make of all that, bud?
Yeah,
the process.
The process really is going to come to a conclusion once Governor Mike DeWine puts his signature on the budget. But the conference committee early Wednesday morning really pushed this across the finish line by modifying the Modell Law, which basically is going to kill Cleveland's lawsuit against the Browns. They modified the language to clarify the actual intent of the law, and that is to prevent professional sports teams who play in any taxpayer-supported stadium from leaving the state of Ohio. So that clarifies that and will free up the Browns to go ahead and move to Brook Park without any legal consequence. So once this officially becomes law, look for that lawsuit from the city of Cleveland to go bye-bye. But basically, the Senate plan of using the escheatment of $1.7 billion from the team or from the state's unclaimed property fund, which has grown to $4.8 billion to date now, that will create a new sports and culture facility fund. The Browns are going to get a $600 million grant from that. $1.1 billion is going to be left over for the Cincinnati Bengals and Reds and Blue Jackets and anyone else that has a stadium project that needs some state money. And, look for shovels to go on the ground here in late April or early March of 2026.
I guess the Guardians were a little early on their renovation. If I'm over there, I'm furious right now.
Jason, I can tell you that their eyes got a little big.
They got almost nothing from the state for their renovation.
Here's the difference here, Jason, is and this money that the Browns are getting is not coming from the general fund. The Guardians are actually getting money from the state general
fund. That's a good point.
The politicians that want to bemoan the fact that the Browns are getting this money while other programs in the state budget have been cut or reduced or whatever, like, don't blame the Browns for that. Like, this isn't the Browns' fault. The Browns' funding has zero impact on those other programs, and it has zero impact on the state's ability to fund those other programs. It's just the legislature chose to make the other decisions that they did within the state budget. This money is, the funding the Browns are getting does not impact the general fund, is not coming from it, does not affect the state's ability to sell bonds for various things that they sell bonds for and whatnot. So it's a little, some of the rhetoric coming from politicians right now, I know, shocking, is a little disingenuous to be blaming the Browns for decisions the legislature made in other areas.
But, easy target, though. Come on, you got to admit.
Absolutely. It's a big target. You're absolutely right, Ken. And I get it. It's political theater, and there's obviously been a ton of political theater throughout this entire process. But to Jason's point about the Guardians, I talked to a couple folks over there, and I just said, well, they're building a dome. You guys just kind of rearranged the furniture over here, and from that standpoint, they get it. But I have a feeling that more work to that ballpark is coming here in the months and years to come.
It's an entirely different conversation we'll have to get into now, but the Guardians would love to have a dome. I just think the timing on this is wild from their perspective, that if they had waited a little bit longer,
they could have done what they really wanted to do to that ballpark.
Domed Guardians.
Oh, have you been in Cleveland in March and April?
No.
Of course they'd want a dome. Yes. But it's just a non-starter with where they're like, they don't have an owner who can put up the type of money that Jimmy's putting up. So it was always a non-starter.
Could you build a dome on top of that stadium?
No.
No.
I was about to say.
You would. So I've actually looked into this.
Oh.
You would, to put a retractable roof on Progressive Field, the structure would actually be over in the cemetery. Like, that's how much space it takes up.
Whoa.
So it's impossible. You could not put a roof on that existing. You'd have to build. It's. I don't want to even get it.
We'd have to dig up graves. That's poltergeist, brother. Yeah. The Guardians have enough problems as it is.
They've got a new lease, and it's not even worth getting into. But, Daryl, I do got to say, well, two things. One, while we're clearing up misnomers and things that are not true, this drove me crazy when it first was going around. They did not take money from education to give it to the Haslams.
They did not. Absolutely.
There is not one district in the state of Ohio receiving less money in the new budget than got in the previous budget. And again, I don't want to go too far down the road, but that's the whole way that state schools have been funded is unconstitutional. They've been trying to fix it for close to 20 years. But there is not one district in Ohio receiving less money. That's important to understand. The way that this was framed is that they're taking money from education and giving it to the Haslams. That is right. Not true. But in terms of the Modell law, I got to say, and I wanted the dome. I can't recall. I'm not an attorney. I can't recall lawmakers changing a law in the middle of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
That, like, think about that. That is kind of insane.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Jason. Yeah, I saw a headline yesterday. I won't say the outlet, but the headline was Ohio lawmakers gut Modell law to allow Browns to move, and that's not what happened. They changed the wording and just put in from the state to clarify.
I think
because
they went
the whole reason Cleveland was able to file the lawsuit in the first place is because the way the law was written in 1996, it was ambiguous at best. Like, the spirit of the law was to keep the pro teams within the home markets within the state of Ohio.
I don't think the language was ambiguous. I think it was pretty firm, and that's why they had to change it. I actually don't like the way that they changed it to just within the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, it opens Columbus as a city that could poach a team from Cleveland or Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think that there was a way, because I agree with Jimmy. At the owners' meetings, Jimmy said, you know, the law was not intended to be to move a team. I'm butchering the quote, but basically he said it was not meant to move a team a mile away, because I asked him, you use the Modell law to get the crew, so why now is this not a hindrance to what you're trying to do here? And he said,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, we're going a mile away. And I agree. I agree with what he's saying. But I feel like there was a way if they're going to rewrite laws, there was a way to do it within the county. Like, is there a way
Can I actually jump in and ask you both a question? Because I think what you just said, you kind of nailed something right there. Like, we've always said there was a long time when L.A. didn't have two teams where it was like, hey, they use L.A. as a threat to all these teams, all these cities about building them stadiums here.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at it going, okay, I know that there's been rumors about Cincinnati. If they can't get what they need for a stadium, would they move? And I've seen the odds on where they'd go. And I'm like, I don't want any of that. As much as Cincinnati hates us, I really don't care about their fans, but I don't want them to move for crying out loud.
I never want a city to lose its team.
I don't either. And I'm going, wait a minute. Like, is that a workaround? Because it's like Cincinnati could always be a threat to anybody.
Absolutely. Or,
excuse me, Columbus can always be a threat to anybody in the state because it's one of the fastest growing cities in America. The infrastructure they have down there is well, about as good as you're going to find in all the Midwest. It's a hell of a threat to throw at another town in the state of Ohio.
Well, and that Modell law tweak took Kentucky off the board for them. I mean, Kentucky's legit right across the river.
You're right.
So it's, you know, the Chiefs and the Royals right now are pitting the state of Missouri against the state of Kansas. Kansas is ready to build two new facilities for them right now, and they're contemplating it. So, but yeah, the my understanding is the Bengals are just kind of doing some posturing right now. There's real no legit threat of them leaving. And that next year, the framework of their stadium deal is going to be put in place. One of the things that got included within the Browns funding is an additional $400 million grant can be distributed next year for, as they put it, qualifying projects, which means that could be the for the Bengals and also the Columbus Blue Jackets, who have announced the $400 million makeover of Nationwide Arena in Columbus. So they are preparing for other teams in the state to come asking with their hands out for state funding for their stadium, arena, and ballpark projects.
I still think DeWine had it right in doubling the state gambling tax, and I was disappointed that he got sort of run over on that because – yeah, I get it with this slush fund basically that they found, or not found, but they decided to tap into.
Slush fund.
What else is it?
It's a hell of a word for
what else is it?
Nobody thinks anything good when it comes to slush funds.
But I
the same thing as calling someone a czar.
I think the doubling the gambling tax was the way to solve this once and for all for anyone who wanted money in the state of Ohio. So I just... And that's not a Democrat or Republican thing. I thought DeWine had it right on his way out, and I wish he would have stuck to his guns on that.
Yeah, well, and the problem is lawmakers don't like tax increases in election years.
Yeah, I know.
And that would have been a commercial of everyone. So-and-so is raising your taxes, which, oh, again, by the way, another misnomer, that because the perception out there was that if, let's say, I bet $100 on something, or I win $100 on my bet, I got to pay $40 of that to the state of Ohio, and that's not what that tax was going to be.
Yeah. Mm.
That's not, but that's what people were believing because of the political theater out there that, hey, DeWine is taking your gambling winnings and giving them to the Cleveland Browns.
Well, so
and that's
what?
Not
who
what he was
who
trying
cares
to
what
do.
The people believe, because they're doing all this without putting it in front of the people anyway.
Yeah.
No one's gotten a vote on this.
Yeah.
Not one person.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. February 2026 is when we're starting this.
Yeah. One other big thing to come out of this as well, Syntax gets to go back on the ballot, the increase, but there are strings attached. They're only allowed to increase it by so much, and all three teams have to participate as long as they reside in the county. So yesterday was a tough day for Chris Ronayne, tough day for Justin Bibb. So, but yeah, I expect that at some point you'll hear county leadership talk about putting the Syntax increase on the ballot probably this fall. Because Gateway's bleeding money right now. They needed $40 million this year to balance their books, $20 million from Cleveland, $20 million from Cuyahoga County. They need money next year and subsequent years. So that Syntax increase is going to be needed, and we'll be interested to see how the political leadership handles that whole deal.
So what happens if the Syntax doesn't get passed?
Well, then it stays the same. Okay. There would be no increase, and I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe that the last re-up in 2014 goes through 2036, 2034, 2036 in that ballpark. And the reason the lawmakers did this was because in 95 and in 2014, voters approved participation for the Browns. And so what the state said is, well, voters have twice approved Browns participation. You can't take them out now. So
I have felt for a while like a lot of this was unnecessary. I think Jimmy was willing to go to the city and say, just give us a number. Just give us a number. We'll write you a check and this all goes away. And that it never really happened, and it went a much uglier route.
So
you're like the third person to say that who has like credentials of knowing these sort of things. So it makes me feel that they actually maybe had thought about that.
Well, but
guys, they made an offer to the city of Cleveland, and Bibb didn't want to take their phone call.
So, but here's where I'm going with it. All that's gone now. So, and Jimmy has said before, he's committed to helping see the waterfront redevelopment through and da 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 da. So, well, now he got everything he wanted. Does he still participate in taking down the stadium and renovating the lakefront, or does he say, well, you had your chance, we're out, figure it out, good luck, goodbye?
Yeah, I'll tell you this, there isn't much of an appetite right now to do much for the city of Cleveland based on just the way they have handled things, both privately as well as publicly. The Browns did try to do this the right way. They kept their mouth shut about their intentions until federal funding was announced, and then the mayor decided to upstage them. The mayor told them privately, hey, we want to work with you on making this a very smooth transition for everybody. The Browns expressed interest in doing exactly what you talked about, Jason, helping the city with removing that stadium from the lakefront and preparing the area for future development and that. So, and then it got real litigious and ugly. So I don't know if there's much appetite for the Browns to do much for the city of Cleveland. I would say this, if I were advising the Browns right now, I would, when it comes to lakefront development, I tell the city to pound salt. However, when it comes to the stadium, I would just, for the goodwill PR, say, you know what, we'll take down the stadium. However, we get to sell off pieces and parts to fans, and we'll donate the money, the proceeds of that, to our Browns Foundation charities. And then, you know, that I think helps the Browns from a, you know, PR standpoint, makes them out to be the bigger man in this whole ugly fiasco that has taken place with the city of Cleveland. But again, after everything that has happened, I don't know what the appetite is for the Browns to do much for Cleveland now.
Daryl, he will be hosting with me tomorrow morning, 6 to 10. He's brought to you by Shiven Jewelers. Daryl, thank you very much for the time, bud. All the best.
You bet, guys, and see you tomorrow, Ken.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.